Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Perth Zoo is farewelling one of its most beloved residents, confirming last night Trisha the Asian elephant has passed away following age-related complications. At 65, she was among the oldest elephants in the world. Premier Mark McGowan is among those to pay tribute to Trisha, describing her as a Perth icon. A woman has been treated in hospital after flames engulfed her City Beach home. Emergency crews were called to the Chipping Road property around 7 o'clock last night. The cause of the blaze is not yet known. The Federal Health Minister is waiting to be briefed by the Vaccine Advisory Body to expand the eligibility for a fourth COVID jab. The fourth dose is currently only available to those over 65, Indigenous Australians and the immunocompromised. It's understood ATAGI will outline its latest recommendations to Mark Butler as early as today. Meantime, Australian Medical Association Vice President Chris Moy says the TGA is considering an Omicron booster.
It covers two strains. There's one which will cover the original Wuhan strain and one which will cover Omicron. And it's supposed to be better, potentially, at covering all the new variants. Just having a vaccine that just covers Omicron by itself is a problem. Man, what happens if the original Wuhan strain, something happens to that and we get a new variant from that?
And the cleanup continues this morning across parts of Sydney as floodwaters ease. 74 evacuation orders and 36 warnings remain in place across the state, impacting more than 60,000 people. In sport, Nick Kyrgios is through to his first ever Grand Slam semi-final after beating Chile's Christian Garin in three sets. The Aussie telling Nine he had started to think the moment wouldn't happen.
Just never thought I'd be at a semi-final of a Grand Slam. Honestly, I thought my ship had sailed. Obviously, you know, I didn't go about things great earlier in my career and may have wasted that little window.
And in the AFL, the Cats will welcome back Joel Selwood for tonight's Round 17 opener with the Demons. Melbourne will regain Max Gawn and Luke Jackson.
Listener.